Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. On the 1st of October 2011, the London International Church of Christ will be putting on a teaching day on the book of Hebrews, and I will be presenting that. It will be at the Bloomsbury Central Baptist Church, starting at 10 in the morning, finishing at 1 o'clock. And everybody's welcome. Please come. Bring your friends. It'll be great. I really hope it will. I really plan for it to be that way. And as I'm preparing the material for that day and the teaching series that follows it for our church in October and November, I've recorded a few Hebrews teasers. And this is Hebrews teaser number 7, based on a question from chapter 7. I have a question for you today. And to get the brain working, to get the mind thinking, to get us looking into the book of Hebrews and thinking about it before we come to the teaching day and the teaching series. So here we are in Hebrews chapter 7, and I'd like to read the first three verses, and then let's think about a question. This Melchizedek was king of Salem and priest of God Most High. He met Abraham returning from the defeat of the kings and blessed him, and Abraham gave him a tenth of everything. First, his name means king of righteousness. Then also, king of Salem means king of peace. Without father or mother, without genealogy, without beginning of days or end of life, like the Son of God, he remains a priest forever. Now, what is he talking about here? Melchizedek, a hard enough name to spell or pronounce, and he says he's without father or mother. Literally? Really? Without genealogy? Really? Without beginning of days? Meaning he wasn't born, or without an end of life, did he not die? Like the Son of God, he remains a priest forever. Is that right? Does he remain a priest forever? I thought Jesus was the final high priest, and therefore there are no more other priests. So how can Melchizedek still be a priest? What is going on? The question is, what is the writer trying to say? Is he really meaning that Melchizedek, a figure from the Old Testament, and to get a proper understanding of this chapter of Hebrews, as well as the whole issue of Melchizedek, it's very important to read Genesis chapter 14. I'd read the whole chapter, but particularly from verse 17 on. So Genesis 14 will be very helpful, and Psalm 110 will be very helpful, particularly for later in the chat in Hebrews 7. But anyway, Genesis 14, Psalm 110, Melchizedek appears in Hebrews in chapter 5, verse 6, chapter 5, verse 10, and chapter 6, verse 20. So he's very significant in the book. He has a big part to play. So what is going on? Now, there are some things to do with the way that Jewish interpreters would think about Melchizedek that might make a difference to what we think the Hebrew writer is going on about here. The lack of a mention of his genealogy is it that it's symbolic of the unique nature of Melchizedek's priesthood, and that parallels that of Jesus? Melchizedek's priesthood sort of didn't begin or sort of didn't end, and in Greek thinking, to be without beginning or end was to be divine. And is there a point the writer is trying to make here about Jesus? But what is his point? What do you think? I would love to know. What's the point about Melchizedek being without father or mother, without genealogy, without beginning of days, end of life, remaining a priest forever? Is it literal? Is it symbolic? Is it figurative? And what is his point comparing that to and drawing a parallel with the Son of God, with Jesus himself? Well, let me know. Send me an email to malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, or you can leave a comment on my Audioboo site where this is recorded and where this is up on that site. You can find us at ICC Missions News on Facebook and ICC Missions website, and there's a Hebrews Teaching Day Facebook event as well. So at least on one of those, you can leave a comment or ask another question, leave your own thoughts. I would love to hear from you. Next time, we'll go on to chapter 8. But until then, I really do hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.